Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast in the Fishing for People the Jesus Way series. This is part 9 entitled Surprised Again. If you were tasked with planting a new church, which of these groups of people would you target? The affluent or the poor? The well-connected or the marginalized? Beautiful people are the ones Jesus called the least of these. Surprisingly, Jesus instructed his disciples to go after the least likely people. He called them the least of these, my brothers. It is not that those who are better off regarding worldly affluence are unimportant. Rather, their affluence often works against them, making them feel important, self-satisfied, in control, and without appetite for God and His blessings. It is the hungry who usually search for and find God. Matthew 5:6 says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." And Matthew 19:23-24 reads, "And Jesus said to his disciples, 'Truly, I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.'" Both of those passages were from the New American Standard Bible. The least of these, as Jesus called them, are those who are often on the margins of society, who do not inwardly feel that they have earned the right to be blessed. Jesus called them the poor in spirit, which means they are spiritual beggars who are well aware of their need for God. Matthew 5:3. They include the hungry, who are usually poor, the stranger, which may include newcomers, aliens, the homeless, the lonely, the abandoned, anyone who is not really fit in, those lacking proper clothing, sick people, and prisoners. They may have gotten to their state by choice or by happenstance. Regardless, they are often the prime ground in which the gospel seed can grow. Usually these people are overlooked because they do not seem to promise a return on the investment we may make in them. But this is where we get it all wrong. In Luke 14:12-14, Jesus said, "When you put on a luncheon or a banquet, don't invite your friends, brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors, for they will invite you back, and that will be your only reward. Instead, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Then, at the resurrection of the righteous, God will reward you for inviting those who could not repay you." That's from the New Living Translation. The key to understanding why it is vital to invest in the least likely is because Jesus promises eternal reward to those who do. If all we're looking for is what kind of immediate return on investment we can get here on earth, it makes no sense to spend time and resources on the least of these. But if we care about eternal reward, and we should, it makes perfect sense. This is completely contrary to how most people in the world and many in the church think. The kingdom of God is often akin to looking at a photo negative in which dark areas are light and light areas dark. The kingdom of God is many times a complete reverse of what the world thinks and values. Jesus said in Luke 16:15, "You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is detestable in the sight of God." That's the New American Standard Bible. The poor in spirit are people who have humility, who are open to being taught, who have sorrow for their sins and a purity of heart, who respond to the gospel and choose to follow Jesus. Quite often, these people come from the edges of society, but sometimes wealthy and well-connected people are among the poor in spirit. Take, for example, Nicodemus, who was a wealthy and well-connected Pharisee and became a disciple of our Lord. No matter where we find them, God is building his kingdom with humble people who are hungry for him. Every time such a person emerges, it is a surprising work of the Spirit. Such people are not normal, as the world goes. Once we settle on the kind of people Jesus wants to use to build his church, we must depend on the Spirit to guide us to them. Jesus surprised the religious world when he chose rugged fishermen to become his disciples instead of gathering people from the religious elite. He surprised his own disciples when he chose a hated tax collector to join the band. He surprised them again when he included women, especially a despised Samaritan woman who became his chief evangelist to bring an entire village to faith. I suppose many were surprised when he chose each of us too. Would you consider yourself to be a likely or an unlikely candidate? Would it surprise you to discover that every person who comes to Christ is unlikely? It is only by God's grace that any of us makes it. How surprised were his disciples when the Lord commanded them to lower their nets into the deep, resulting in a tremendous catch? Do we depend on God to show us where to fish? It is possible that the Holy Spirit may send us to what we might consider an unlikely fishing hole. The elderly are not usually prime targets for evangelism, but I have discovered that the Spirit is working in the lives of older people too. God has not given up on them, and neither should we. It's never too late, as long as we're breathing. My 93-year-old father-in-law put his faith in Christ a week before he died. What a surprising gift of grace. Assisted living centers are filled with neglected people who are often on the very edge of eternity. Would the Spirit of God send us to such as those? Perhaps God would lead us to work with the poor, those with felonies, actual prisoners, sick people, or children without a functional family support structure. The list of possibilities is enormous. The important thing for us to realize is that God will guide us to the people in whom he is working and drawing toward Christ. If we ask him, seek and you will find. Once we find them, we can simply start loving them and see how God leads us from there. The pay for such labor is not much, but the benefits are heavenly. The question is, are we willing to be led by the Spirit to find those he has set his heart upon, or are we going to settle for using the world's methods of marketing and promotion? Are we willing to be surprised again and again by the Holy Spirit? You may wish to pray with me. Dear Lord, I want to be surprised every day as you lead me by your Spirit to seek out those you're calling to yourself, no matter where I may find them. Holy Spirit, lead me to those you want me to love and serve on your behalf. I trust you to develop compassion and faith in me to make a difference in their lives. Help me to be bold to share the gospel with them. Surprise me, Lord, again and again and again. Amen.